Hi, I'm with Mary McAnally from the National Consumer Federation. Mary was one of the panelists at the debate, and I wonder if were there any particular issues that you felt were brought up today that you're glad to see being talked about?
We were talking about empowerment, talking about empowerment and how the consumer can be empowered. Now, one of the things, because I'm president of the National Consumer Federation, which is all about setting up local groups, because I think that locally, consumers can be empowered because we can tell them who the good guys are. We can tell them who the bad guys are in their area. And also, we were talking about vulnerable consumers. We talked about older people. Now, locally, a local consumer group could actually have some sort of buddy scheme where they actually look after some elderly person in their patch. So it was a wide-ranging debate. I thought it was very interesting. It was interesting to hear what the government's proposals are. We are keen to work through these new government proposals at a local level.
And talking about vulnerable consumers, I think one of the ideas that was posited was the idea that we need to educate not just those vulnerable people, but everybody around them,
yeah,
so that they can support each other. And the idea also that anybody could be a vulnerable consumer,
absolutely,
not just the elderly or the illiterate or
yeah,
these other groups.
I mean, I fessed up. I said, I was asked, I was challenged suddenly on the panel, and I said, I make loads of mistakes as a consumer. I'm supposed to know. My husband occasionally says, well, you're supposed to know, etc., etc. However, we're all got a problem. You know, we can be ripped off. That's why I actually do think that at a local level, you can get to grips with people. You can do a bit of face-to-face. But we, nationally, have got a website. We do believe in, and it's a very modern one, and we do believe in empowering consumers virtually and actually.
Yeah.
So we need the two things to work together. The modern world is dealing with both.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you.
And if I could just say,
yes,
you know, I'll say one other thing.
Absolutely.
Another thing that came up was there's masses of data around. There's masses of information around. How on earth can we make sure that the information, either about the bad guys or about the good guys, can get out to people? I think in the future we're going to need some, I call them trusted intermediaries. We're going to need people who are trusted, who can actually get hold of this data and say, what this means is that. So I, as a punter, can go on and I actually can find out, actually, that firm's a good one and that firm's a bad one.
Great.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much for your
thoughts.
Not at all.
Cheers.
Thanks.